Hello, this is the English program. Of course it is. It's always the English program, this thing. Yes, we are celebrating the music and the people and everything connected to the Beatles in these programs. We're still waiting for permission to put music in. So, in the meantime, we just sort of talk and do lots of talking. Nice talking about lots of interesting things. And we are heading to Liverpool over the summer for our summer holidays. Yes, it's going to be great. It is, you know, 4 weeks and counting, and we will be in Liverpool. And I'm thinking of doing a sort of a Vox Populi, the voice of the people. The Vox Pops go out onto the streets and interview people, ask them what they think about the Beatles and what the last Beatles, well, not record, but maybe CD was, or whatever. And that's something I'm thinking of doing over the summer. But we shall see how things go. If anyone is listening who has got an interest in the Beatles or whatever, and will be in Liverpool over the summer, let me know and we can interview you. Maybe we can sort of do the interviews at the Cavern or something. Wouldn't that be nice? You know, one of my first, I think I have mentioned this briefly, one of my first, if not my first, interview as a sort of radio producer, presenter, apprentice, was interviewing Dave Jones, who bought the Cavern. He's the owner of the Cavern. And I did interview him. And, you know, I think it'd be quite nice if I go back and, you know, sort of do some interviews at the Cavern. How cool would that be? I can just see it now. The English program broadcasting from the Cavern. Be quite cool, I think. So that's something we could do over the summer. Doesn't have to be the summer, but that's sort of the thing I'm looking into. But we'll let you know what happens there. In the meantime, I mentioned in the previous podcast, thank you to everyone who's been writing in and sending in things, telling us what your favourite Beatles quote is, or your favourite Beatles lyrics and song words and things, or even just sort of tweeting little memories that you've got of seeing the Beatles, or, you know, some sort of Beatles-related moment or something. Thank you to everyone. In these little episodes, it's sort of difficult to read out all the things, but thank you anyway for sending them in, and we shall be featuring as many as we can in the programmes in the weeks to come. And we've only been doing these podcasts over 10 days, just over 10 days, so it's early days yet, folks, it really is. I'm going to take this opportunity now to have a quick look, if I can find it. I had it. I've lost it. Oh, dear. we are professional, really, you know. What's on at the Cavern today? It's almost 3:10 Spanish time, 2:10 UK time. Right now, you've just missed the Magical Mystery Tour, but never mind. You can listen to Tony Mack at 2:00, and then John Keats at 3:30, Jimmy Coburn at 5:30. Ronnie Hughes is performing, a solo acoustic artist, at 7:30. Then there's Tim Shaw at 8:30. I can hear a motorbike. I was going to say, I can hear a microphone. No, it's a motorbike, Steve. And Gary Murphy at 9:30. Okay, so that's all the things there at the Cavern. Don't forget, cavernclub.org is the place to go if you're looking for a nice place to see some great live music. And you happen to be in Liverpool, of course. I suppose you can travel to Liverpool, but, you know, I'm depends where you're coming from, I suppose. If you're too far away, then you'll have to book a nice weekend or something and come over and stay for a few days. That's my suggestion anyway. So there we go. That's our little What's On guide to the Cavern. I was saying before, thank you to everyone who's written in. We shall continue tweeting to people over the next couple of days, weeks, months, and, of course, years.